please raise your hand and I will call on you. Go ahead, Nick Macoro, you are first.
Hey, Tori, I see that Christian has been there in Reno for a couple days, or I don't actually know if he's in Reno or where they are. But anyway, what are you hearing on how that's going and how long of a stay do you expect that to be for him?
Yeah, I apologize for not getting ahead of that with you guys. I knew that he was heading up to Reno a couple days ago. But he played yesterday. He played five innings and got four at-bats. He played today already and played six innings and got four at-bats. So encouraged by the amount of innings and him being asymptomatic. That's what we can give you right now. So he's going to play another game up there, and then we're going to just continue building that up piece by piece until he's ready to join us. I can finish up with some other health updates if you want to go that route. Do you have another question before I do that, Nick?
I've had it.
Okay. Let's see. Asdrubal Cabrera continues to do some light running, forward movements. He took some swings in the cage today, continuing to keep his arm in shape. And Cole Calhoun was doing pretty much the same thing. Their days kind of overlapped and were very similar. Taylor Widener, the previous injury was fully resolved. That's what the imaging showed. And the adductor consists of several muscles, several little areas in there. And there was a small strain in another area of that grouping of adductor muscles. What does it mean? We're not sure right now, but he's going to have some time down, obviously. Needs to get healthy enough to be asymptomatic and then get him back on his return to play program. Or return to pitch program. It might mimic what he walked through the last time. I'm preparing myself for that. I haven't heard officially that's the news, but I'm preparing myself for that. Let's see here. Who else is there? Chris Davinsky has elected to have a arm procedure. Dr. Meister is going to be doing that. And we're going to hope for the best results from that and get him back up and running at full strength. And, it was a pretty courageous decision by him, but probably one that was needed. That might be it for what I got there today.
I'll follow up on Widener. Is that unusual? What were you told about how often that sort of thing can happen? Is that strange to have a different tear like that?
I don't know. I don't know that answer. I just know these athletes are, asking their bodies to do so much. And we never want to put them into that red line stage. And I know that it seemed that we were based on the fact that we knew that injury and that discomfort was coming from the same area, but that's never our objective, nor is it anybody's objective from the get-go here. But I don't necessarily know what it means exactly. I don't know why that area has been so tender and so challenged up to this point.
Two unrelated things. What arm procedure did Davinsky have? And then can you just tell us about John Duplantier and what role you expect for him?
Yeah, well, I think there's some ligament damage with Devo. And to the extent that will be determined once they go in there. John Duplantier right now will probably fill a little bit of a bullpen role for us, but we know that we have a situation with Taylor stepping out, and we got some decisions moving forward as to where it'll happen, what day it will happen, and who that will be. So we'll continue to move forward with that and define the rotation for the next couple of days. As soon as we get that, we'll let you know, and then we'll fill in that blank with somebody that's here and somebody that's very capable.
How stretched out is John? I haven't looked at his game logs in Reno.
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers. He's stretched out enough to start a baseball game.
With the rotation candidates, Torrey, is it probably the same? Is it Frankoff, Duplantier? Is Caleb Smith getting himself back in the picture? Are you still kind of leaning the same way with that?
I Caleb has showed some incredible value for us and getting some big outs late in the game. So I'm not eliminating it completely, but for right now, I think we're going to aim in a different direction.
Jake Rill.
Hey, Tori, what went into the decision to send Varsho down, and what do you just hoping to see him do now that he's heading back to Reno?
Yeah, a little bit of what we walked through with Van Meter. You know, a player that's loaded with potential, loaded with talent, but still trying to find his game and the consistencies that come with being a major league player. And we feel like he's very close. So for him to sit on the bench and get sporadic playing time, for me, just wasn't, and for us, it wasn't the most necessary or the most productive way to continue his growth and development. So getting him down to get consistent at-bats is always a tough thing for a player to hear, because I know they want to play at the big league level, but Dalton took it in stride and understand that there's still parts of his game that are developing and that are very close. And he's going to play everywhere. He's going to play the outfield. He's going to catch some, and he's going to continue to develop overall as a player. He's going to help us win baseball games here at the big league level.
Back to you, Nick.
Did you say, is playing the outfield going to be more of the focus for Dalton than catching?
No, I don't. I think the breakdown is going to be similar to what we've seen in the past, where he's going to catch some games and he's going to play the outfield. So there's no emphasis in one area.
T, go ahead.
Hey, it's Todd. Sorry about that. Tori, if I could just ask, as the summer and season wears on, what do you expect the return of fans and capacity at your stadium will mean to you, or what do you want it to mean to your group?
I like that. Okay, there we go. Clean that up nicely. Yeah, first of all, it's been unbelievable having fans back here at our downtown stadium and supporting us, you know, through the good times and the bad. They're here to cheer us on, and we obviously want to give them as many great moments as possible. But as we are starting to open it up and return to some normalcy, I think, you know, what's happening here is just a snapshot as to what's happening across the state and hopefully across the country you know, the next several months. And to get our fans back here and get their full support is something that we all are eager to feel. But we know that it means we're all getting closer to being normal. And that's the thing that excites most of us.
Or if I could follow up on that, I'm sorry to go down here, but when it's right, the fan experience in a sporting event, a live event, is a communal experience. Do you think maybe we all found a way to appreciate that when we missed it? We saw what happened on Sunday with the Suns. We saw Phil Mickelson on Sunday. I know baseball is a different beast and it takes time to build that, but do you know what I mean about just appreciating what was missing?
Yeah, I do, for sure. Yeah, some pretty spectacular things happen across sports, and one right across the street here last night. And, you know, obviously we're hoping for that to continue for Monty and the fellas, but yeah, sports has an unbelievable way of bringing communities together, bringing a state together, bringing a country together. And we've seen it time and time again. We can go back to 9/11 when this country was hurting, and you know, baseball seemed to unite us the best way that it's known how to. And I think us having, you know, our stadium back to full capacity means that, you know, good days are upon us. And it's just great to see fans come out and support not only baseball, but you're right, other sports that are taking place. And with Phil Mickelson winning a major at 50 years old, it just goes to show you that you know, everybody should be out there appreciating it, or watching it and appreciating it. And we had that taken away from us, and it was difficult. And I'm a sports fan too, and it was very difficult times. But we're getting back on our feet. That's what it means to me.
Tori, thank you.
Yeah. Jack McGruder.
Tori, I wondered, what's it going to be like just to play at home for a change? I think you have the second fewest home games of anyone in Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah. Well, we know that we've been a little challenged with our schedule, but that's part of the game, and we welcome that. We know what our road record has been like for the past couple of trips, I should say. So it's nice to be home again. It's nice to be home playing in front of our fans that are going to love us and support us. And, you know, it'll be nice to get on a nice stretch of home games where we get into the rhythm and the routine of playing at home, sleeping in our own beds, spending time with our own families, and getting all that support from our own fans. It's going to be a nice time.
Thank you.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, a lot of times when we preface a question with, are you concerned or is there any concern? You know, a second guess is coming. So I'm just going to be straightforward. with John DePlanier, you know, he's bounced back and forth between the bullpen and starting. And it's been difficult to get him stretched out. With Dalton Varsho, he's bounced back and forth between the outfield and catching. And I mean, you guys are smart. So can you walk us through the deliberations that go into deciding how to weigh the player's best development opportunity versus the team needs? And do you feel like, you know, one's taking precedence over the other to the detriment of the player?
Yeah, it's a very valid point, a very valid question. And it's a topic that comes up all the time in our conversations. So we are very sensitive to that portion of player development until he reaches his full potential. We just know that every once in a while, there's going to be things that intercept their development. And that's, you know, having him come here, plug in some value and for some needs that we have to help us win baseball games. Because, you know, for me, really what it's all about is winning baseball games, period. That's it. We got to win baseball games, the big league level, and player development, even though it is a level of development, when they plug in here, it's about helping us win baseball games. But we know when that development needs to continue. So we're mindful of that. And that's what's happened with Varsho. That's what's happened with Van Meter. And we know that it's happened in the past with John DePlantier. An extra component to that is if we are hindering their development to a point where we're asking their body to do too much, and the workload becomes too strenuous where they miss time because of an injury. So that's something that we're also extremely mindful of. So in the case of pitching, we know that it's tough to go back and forth from a starter to a reliever more than once. And we will add all those extra dynamics into what it's going to help us do or what we need to help us win a baseball game at the big league level, but never quite risking their development or their potential for an injury.
Back to you, Nick.
Torrey, how dialed in do you think you're going to need to be on Carson and just kind of how he's moving and how he's handling that pain as he tries to play through this?
Yeah. First of all, it's amazing that he's come back in the 11 days and he sat in my office and promised me that would be the case. And, these are great moments and great interactions that I'll never forget. And I appreciate what Carson did over the course of the past 10 days to make himself as ready as possible. I just spoke to him and he's asymptomatic and feels good, but we want to keep it that way. So there's going to be a little bit of a balancing act here that will include some information from Carson. And I'll rely on the medical team to help us make good decisions moving forward. But you know, Carson is here and he's healthy and needs to play baseball games. Once again, we're not going to put him in a situation where we're going to risk a bigger injury because he's not ready. He's ready and feels ready. But we're going to have to be mindful, you know, moving down the road, how to manage his days, and we'll make sure we pay attention to that.
Everything else for Torrey? No, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Torrey.
Torrey.
The recording has stopped.